From the WCRX FM studios in downtown Chicago, you're listening to the Allium Podcast. I'm Joe Mino, professor of creative writing and editor-in-chief of Allium Journal. Each episode, students read from Columbia College Chicago's award-winning journal, Allium, The Future of Writing is Here.
This is A Place I Know, written by Alex King, narrated by Vicky Kruzel.
KC's a real bitch, huh?
A voice called. Derek stiffens, wiping his eyes as he turned. Jeremy leaned against a wall, arms crossed, with a smirk on his face. Derek pulled his knees to his chest, giving no response. Jeremy sighed and sat beside him.
No one can tell you how to play your character. This is the role you got, with hard work. It's you on that stage.
Jeremy pulled a rolled-up script from his pocket. He points to a hastily written list of names next to characters.
Whose name is that? Jeremy asked.
Derek glanced at the list.
My name? Derek mumbles. Exactly right. You're the detective, not Casey.
But what if they're right?
No one deserves this role more than you.
Come on, let's go find your boy toy. Jeremy stood. Derek laughed, shaking his head as he followed Jeremy.
Shane's my friend, that's it.
Sure thing, Derek. Jeremy leaned his head to the side, raising his eyebrows with a dumb smile. Derek laughed again, sighing away his stress. They walked through the small dressing room at the back corner of the library and entered the crowded backstage. Shane was not in the first area of the stage. Derek could hear the director running lines with other cast members, stage crew either idly listening or completely entrenched in their own whispered conversations. Jeremy and Derek walked behind the back curtain to the other side of the stage. It was dark, only lit by a red LED strung above them. Shane was sitting on a prop couch looking over the script. Jeremy plopped down beside him, jolting Shane upright in surprise. Shane hit Jeremy on the top of the head with his script, making Jeremy stifle a laugh. Shane looked at Derek, and in the dim light, he could see the tired expression on Derek's face. Shane stood up, setting his script on the couch and moving to stand in front of Derek.
"Are you okay?"
Shane whispered, leaning closer. Derek looked down, brushing his hair back with a quick flick of his wrist.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Derek whispered back at a much lower volume. Shane leaned forward more, turning his head slightly as he placed a hand on Derek's arm. Derek sighed and leaned over to his ear.
I'm fine, Shane,
he whispered again. Shane leaned back, lightly squeezing Derek's arm.
Are you sure? Shane whispered.
A harsh shush emits from a darker corner of the backstage. Shane immediately snaps his gaze to the corner, his eyes locking on the figure.
What's your problem?
He hissed, his other hand finding a protective hold on Derek's shoulder. Derek closed his eyes, taking a deep breath.
You're backstage. Stop talking.
Casey's voice hisses back. A girl near her lets out a small laugh.
It's a goddamn rehearsal. I'll talk wherever I fucking please,
Shane spat. There was a sharp silence that followed, and footsteps retreating to the other side of the stage. Shane turned back to Derek, searching for his eyes in his downcast gaze. Derek's eyes remained firmly shut. Shane sighed, wrapping his arms around Derek. Derek found himself melting into the embrace, lifting his arms to hold Shane tightly. A light tap on Derek's head made him look up, seeing Jeremy smirking.
You guys missed your cue.
This was A Place I Know, written by Alex King, narrated by Vicky Kruzel, for WCRX.
Thank you for tuning in to the Allium Journal podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to check out other stories at allium.column.edu. You're listening to the Allium podcast, produced by the School of Communication and Culture at Columbia College Chicago, in conjunction with the VoiceOver Demo Production Class, Allium Journal, and radio station WCRX-FM.